Friday, the 22nd of March. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, on Sunday, we are going to begin Holy Week, and that's very special. And some people like to wear red to Mass on Sunday because we are remembering the martyrdom of Jesus. We're remembering the fact that Jesus dies for us, huh? So we might wear red. And we might want to take with us, or maybe our church will have when we get there, palm branches. And before you go on Sunday, you might like to look up on YouTube or to ask Granny how to make your palm branches into a little palm cross. And that can be a fun thing to do as a family as you prepare for Sunday's liturgy. I want to read to you the entrance into Jerusalem from Mark's Gospel, and then we're going to enter into praying it. So maybe you want to close your eyes as I read it to you, and then we'll see how we go. When they were approaching Jerusalem, close by the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples. He said to them, "Go off to the village facing you, and as soon as you enter it, you will find a tethered colt that no one has yet ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone says to you, 'What are you doing?' say, 'The master needs it and will send it back here directly.' And they went off and found a colt tethered near the door in the open street. As they untied it, some men standing there said, 'What are you doing untying that colt?' They gave the answer Jesus had told them, and the men let them go. Then they took the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on its back, and he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread greenery which they had cut in the fields. And those who went in front of him and those who followed were all shouting, 'Hosanna, Hosanna! Blessings on him who comes in the name of the Lord! Blessing on the coming kingdom of our father David! Hosanna in the highest heavens!'" This is the Gospel of the Lord. First off, I just want to point out something to you. Maybe you've already noticed it, but you remember we were talking earlier about how in Mark's Gospel, the people don't always recognize who Jesus is, but the animals and nature always know who Jesus is. So in this Gospel, this is the one moment where the people recognize who Jesus is. But notice, so does the animal. There's an untethered colt that no one has yet ridden. What does that mean? Well, you can't just sit on a horse, a colt, that's never been ridden by somebody. They have to first learn how to be ridden by somebody. But Jesus can, because the colt knows who Jesus is. The colt knows that Jesus is the Lord. And that's the subtle thing that Mark wants us to know. Let's close our eyes now and imagine ourselves into the story. I want you to imagine. Maybe you could imagine it from the point of view of the colt himself. So imagine that you were a little colt and you didn't know what was going on with all the people all around you. But they'd put something on your head and they'd tied you up to a post. Maybe you were standing in the sun thinking how hot it is and what's going on today. And remember, a colt is quite a young animal. So a bit like you guys. They don't like being tied up. They want to be free and to be able to walk and to be able to eat whatever grasses they wanted. So it was probably quite a cross little colt. And then there come some people and they start to untie the colt. And other people ask, "Where are you taking this colt?" And the colt hears the answer. The colt hears the people saying, "The master needs it and will send it back here directly." Maybe the colt wonders, "Who is the master? Who am I going to?" And then imagine the colt walking and coming to see Jesus. And imagine you were that colt and Jesus looking at you. Maybe Jesus ran his hand down the colt's face. And the colt looked in his eyes. Maybe Jesus put his head against the colt's head. And the colt breathed in with Jesus. And in that moment, the colt knew who Jesus was. this is the master. That's the right word. This is the Lord of creation. And the colt recognized him. And so when the men threw cloaks on his back, he didn't jump around and run about, but he stood still, recognizing that this is Jesus. This is the Lord. And then Jesus climbs onto his back, and together they begin to ride into the city. And perhaps if it had been somebody else and people were yelling and shouting and throwing branches and brightly colored cloths around, the colt would have been frightened and he would have been uncomfortable and maybe he would have run away. But it's Jesus. He knows who it is on his back. It is the Lord. So we can maybe imagine him walking slowly, feeling Jesus on his back. Maybe Jesus has his hand on his shoulder as he walks, and he feels safe. He knows he is safe. He is with the one who made everything. And we imagine the colt walking into the city, hearing the people shouting, and Jesus sitting on his back. And all the time, the colt feels safe, knows what he's doing. He's doing what God wants. Let's pray for hearts like the colt, that we might recognize Jesus as the Lord of everything, and that we might do what he wants and walk with him, trusting in his love to hold us and keep us safe too. Amen.